Anthony Maroon's NRL tips. Thanks to the Settlers Inn and the friendly Fernhill Tavern in the industrial area.
Triple M rocks footy.
Like we do every week, it's time to catch up with none other than Anthony Maroon from Triple M NRL and great mate of the show. Good morning, Maroon.
Strawny, good to talk to you, old mate.
Yes, and mate, you've been all over the news this week. Made some comments about Latrell Mitchell, and I'm in agreement with you, mate, but yeah, you must be busy.
Well, look, you know, I make no apologies for what I said about Latrell Mitchell. You know, for Latrell Mitchell to come out on Triple M and drop the F-bomb five or six times, acknowledge that he's doing it and continue to do it, I think it's disgraceful behaviour. In our famous Rabbitohs jersey, and I think the difference between the Rabbitohs supporter and most other teams, Strawny, is that South supporters have had to be hands-on. They've had to fight for what they've got. It hasn't all been here in Skittles. We've had to march the streets. We've had to vote to privatise the club. The last 10, 15 years have been wonderful, but it hasn't always been like that. So Rabbitohs supporters have been forced to be very hands-on. Mm. And that's why they're so passionate about their club. So to do that in the Rabbitohs jumper, I thought was disgraceful. Secondly, there are children listening.
Mm.
The other thing, like, Strawny, you and I are radio blokes. Your old man was a much loved radio man. And I think from radio point of view, we watch our mates Dan Ganane and, Ben Dobbin try and commentate the footy and try and give it 110,000% every week. And then this bloke comes along and does that to them on their broadcast. I think it really irks me from that level as well.
And the other thing, Maroon, is you and I have to do a whole heap of compliance to be able to talk to the masses on the radio, and we could have it all undone in one fell swoop like that. You know what I mean? And that's not on, in my opinion. But, mate, I'm proud of you. Well done. That was great for sticking up for us for what we do. But, mate, let's get to this round, and it's kicking off with the Panthers and the Bronx tonight at 8 o'clock.
Well, I just think Penrith, too much for a Broncos side without Adam Reynolds. I know it's the grand final replay, and what a grand final it was. But, I don't know, those night games in Penrith, those big games, I just favour Penrith.
Yeah, and it's going to be cold tonight too, I believe, Maroon. So that might be a shock to the system for the Bronx, but we'll have to wait and see. Now, on Friday, the first game kicks off at 6, and it's the Warriors playing host to the Raiders.
Raiders have won their first two, and Warriors have lost their first two. But if not for that try of the century from Xavier Coates, Strawny, obviously the Warriors had Melbourne. So, look, it's in New Zealand, but it's not in Auckland, this game. It's in Christchurch. But I'll take the Warriors, if only for the fact that they're 0-2 and they're better than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more, Maroon. Now, you and Dad are facing off for the late game on Friday. Roosters v Rabbits at 8 o'clock. The grudge match of the season, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, mate. Your old man, I haven't heard from him for about 6-8 months. But if the Roosters win, I'm sure I'll get a call. What a week it's been for the Bunnies. Latrell stuff aside, they get Jack Whiten finally, but still no Jai Arrow. They get a brand new halfback. Talk about a baptism of fire for young Dean Hawkins. Up against this Roosters side, in Jared Waria-Hargreaves' 300th first grade game, this big fella is going to be coming off the back fence. South League 64 points in 2 weeks. I would be just happy to see a better effort from Souths. My father would turn in his grave if he heard me tip against them, so I'm afraid I can't go that far.
Very good, Maroon. I wouldn't expect you to, and that's such an ego terminology off the back fence. He does it in Laurieton all the time, mate. Now, the first game on Saturday at 3 o'clock is the Dogs playing host to the Titans.
Mate, I think we'd just be happy to see one of these teams win, wouldn't we? I mean, Gold Coast a loss and a bye, Dogs two losses. Des Hasler's return to Belmore. Of course, he got them to two grand finals. He never won one, but I tell you what, he had a couple of good years there at Dogs before it all went sour. So Desi returns with the Titans, Foran and Tino playing. Titans too good.
Oh, very good, Maroon. Okay, now the Dragons are playing host to the Cowboys on Saturday at 5:30. Oh, Maroon, what happened last week?
Wow, didn't it just go south very quickly for the Dragons in Redcliffe? And they had 38 points put on them, Strawny. And I think the issue is here. I think I think Flano can go in and do the work to fix that issue, but they just don't have the cattle to turn it around that quick. So I have to take the Cowboys.
Very good, Maroon. Yeah, I'm going the Cowboys too, buddy. Now, the Tigers and the Sharks are on at 7:30 on Saturday.
Look, famous old Leichhardt Oval. People love it. I don't know what they see in it. It's cold. It's hard to park. It's just an old-fashioned ground. Not my cup of tea at all. But the Tigers seem to play better there. Your Sharks are going for three straight. And you know what? The Tigers aren't going to stop them.
Oh, well done, Maroon. Yes. And, mate, on Sunday, 4:05, the Eels taking on Manly.
Yeah, two of the great old rivals. They came into the competition together, I think it was 1947, and they've always had a great rivalry. Manly don't have a great record at CommBank Stadium, but Luke Brooks has settled in so well at Manly. And a full-strength Manly has Cherry Evans, Turbo, Jake Trbojevic, Ulla Kowatow. I'm going to go against the grain here. Strawny, I'm going to tip Manly.
Oh, very good. And there's been lots of press through the week, Maroon, about saying how happy Brooks is over there at Brookvale. Oh, boom, boom. But I think that it's really showing in his game, hey?
Oh, mate, absolutely. I mean, it's only been two games, but he seems to be not playing with the same pressure that he would have been under at the poor old Tigers that struggled for so many years. And it's great to see him get out from under.
Yeah.
Mine was on about $1 million for a few years, so good on him.
Mate, that'll get me out from under anything, I can tell you that. And to round us out, the last game on Sunday, the Knights v. the Storm.
Knights are 0-2, and obviously there's a drama there with Jackson Hastings being dropped. Jack Cogger comes in. Now, Jack Cogger's got a very good record with very good teams. So he comes in. Melbourne, no Jerome Hughes, no Munster. But you know what? Melbourne will be like a, you know, fighting over a bone in this. And Melbourne will be gritty. They'll be determined. They'll be spirited. And I am going to take Melbourne, even though they're missing a couple of players, to win.
Very good, Maroon. Now, before I let you go, who sent you here this morning?
Mate, the good folk at the Settlers Hotel. I was at the footy last weekend. Somebody said, we hear you talking about the Settlers. We are always there. We go there for dinner once a week with the kids, but the husband said, I pop in there for a couple of quiet ones after work. I won't give him away. Well, his first name's Phil. I won't say his last name. His first name's Phil, and he might be a plumber. That's all I'm going to say. But a lovely family, and it comes highly endorsed and recommended, the Sets Hotel, by my man Phil, and I know he's listening.
Mate, I had a snitty there a couple of weeks ago, the loaded one, the onion rings, all of that business on the top. Oh, push hard three copies, get that into you. So if that tickles your fancy and you want to come out smelling like roses on Sundays, go to a Flower Hotel Group licensed premise on a Saturday night, and that's exactly what's going to happen.